sniffed right as soon as we started.
I laughed, covered my mouth, and Bethany's having it.
I cringe when you start the music because I know it's going to be like, and it's going to start over.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, where
should we start over?
We're starting over.
No, we don't.
But I'm not taking that out of the podcast.
I hate you all. Bethany Watson, I have Kathleen and Sam.
Hi, guys.
During our normal day jobs, we work for Elvis Duran in the morning show, but this is our little podcast.
Because why the hell not?
Because why the hell not? And as we are recording this, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Eve.
Yay!
Yay! So we're totally in that mindset.
You mean get drunk Eve.
Yes, get wasted with your family Eve.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
What?
Never gotten drunk with my family.
Really?
Huh? Yeah. I've never seen my parents drunk, so I feel like first they'd have to break the ice.
My mom drunk is, I'm just like apologizing to everybody.
Really?
She starts saying things. She speaks so loud, and I'm like, Mom, indoor voices.
How many drinks does it take?
Oh, like two.
Yay!
Two drinks.
Favorite kind of mom. That's adorable. That's hilarious. No, my mom will get sick. She'd be like, Sam, the room is spinning, and I feel dizzy. But like nothing changed. So I'm like, well, you're technically, I guess that means you're faced, but I wouldn't know otherwise because you had a thimble and a half of wine.
I know my grandmother is like that. She doesn't drink, and so if she has like a smell of beer, she has decided she is wasted.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever tricked anyone with alcohol?
What do you mean?
As I said that, I'm like, this sounds weird. Have you ever? So my grandma doesn't like to drink, but it's not because it does anything to her. It's because she's Jewish, but just for the sake of painting the picture, she's the Bible holding lady who's
sure.
like, it's don't drink. It's a, why would you have one? It's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So I was having a pina colada when she was visiting one summer, and she took a sip and she said, oh, this is just, Sam, I'm very disappointed. This is just horrible. And you know what? It doesn't even taste good. It's the liquor. I'm like, Grandma, do you want me to make you one without liquor? And she goes, yes, that would be nice. And I said, okay. And I went back inside and I made her the same one with rum.
Oh, exactly. My God.
Was she wasted?
She loved it.
Yeah, I bet
she's
she
like,
did.
See, this is so much better. Do you taste the difference? Do you see how much better it is without the alcohol?
Was she taking her shirt off as she said that?
It's like completely naked.
See,
by the
this
end
is
of it.
Fine. This is
you
fine.
You grow confidence in yourself when you don't have alcohol and then you get naked.
Man, now I want a pina colada.
I'm sorry.
They are delicious.
Do you know what sounds really nice? Just taking off for the weekend for Thanksgiving and going to an island and eating mangoes instead of stuffing and just laying on the beach.
Are you not a Thanksgiving person?
No, I love Thanksgiving. But one Christmas, my husband and I went to Hawaii.
I've always wanted to do that.
And it was the best Christmas ever because we just said goodbye to all the drama at home. And it was just him and myself and my brother. And we had the most lovely tropical Christmas ever.
What did you guys do?
We like went to the beach on Christmas Eve. And then we roasted pork because it's Hawaii. There's an abundance of pigs. And pineapple. And
they win Christmas.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Is that where your obsession from pineapples came from?
Yeah. No, it's because when you eat pineapples, it makes your tastes really good. That's where my obsession comes from.
Well, that's good.
I'm sorry. I've just been thinking about that Ariana Grande song about on a bicycle.
Well,
my mind is all over the place.
Between Bethany cursing before the podcast even started to fade the music, I crossed my legs a little bit tighter when you said that, reflexively. Where do we go from here? Your Snapple is peach flavored, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just getting my fruits.
I hope that does it for you, too.
I'm literally lightheaded right now.
How are you supposed to talk about family and Thanksgiving things after that?
I don't
know. Apple stuffing with walnuts is just so good when
is
you roast it in the oven.
Is that the nickname for Neil's penis?
Yes, apple stuffing with walnuts.
Something is wrong with us.
My mom listens to this every week.
No!
As soon as it comes out, she gets the alert and she listens to it.
How? Okay, so we have about 24 hours to intersect.
To go onto my mom's phone and delete this podcast and tell her that it never came out.
How do we stop this?
Every time I pass that wholesale food place, BJ's, I go, hey, Mom, you know what that means?
My mom, we did an episode, I think it was the Does This Brie Smell Funny episode, where we talked about pegging.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, I don't know if you looked up what it was. She's like, I didn't. I just figured it was dirty. I didn't look it up. And I'm like, that's for the best, Mom.
Thank you. That's see you okay. Patting the top of her hands.
I know. My mom is so sweet. She doesn't swear. She can't physically. Like, it won't come out of her mouth. And she's just the most wonderful woman in the world. And sometimes I just am so ashamed by what I put her through.
I do love your mother.
My poor mother.
Oh my God. My stomach still feels funny.
When you guys, can you imagine ever being embarrassed by something? Say you're like 50 or 60. Can you imagine being embarrassed by this stuff then at that age?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm a prude at heart. Like, I don't like talking about oral sex. I don't like talking
she
about.
She averted eye contact when she said that.
I don't like the F word. I like the F word in response about sex, but I don't like the F word in response to bodily functions.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
I won't even say that word.
Location, location, location.
That word.
Wait, fart?
Yeah, I hate that word.
You don't like the word fart?
I hate it. I hate that word. I don't like talking. I won't talk about it. I don't like it. I don't like to discuss it.
Good thing you didn't come in 3 minutes earlier then.
So deep down, I'm a total prude. I don't know.
I feel like when you've been in a relationship with someone, I have this theory that if you can't fart in front of your significant other, you're going to get divorced. Like, okay. It's just bound to happen.
When is it okay to start the fart?
So that's like hashtag kind of a couple to couple basis.
Okay.
But you know that Neil and I are being polite to each other or nice to each other if we leave the room to fart, because if we're mad at each other, we just rip on the couch while the other one is sitting next to them.
Can't you just not do it?
No, because then it travels up into your insides and rips apart your organs.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
I've never farted in front of a significant other ever.
Me either. Women don't do it at all.
True. Yes, we do.
No, we don't. Women don't do it.
You guys clearly don't eat beans or roughage ever.
I'm a happy medium. The joke in my family is if Sam has to fart, leave the house because it happens so seldom that it must be like an A-bomb.
Right. Okay.
If they hear me fart, everyone's like, get out of the room! The fart of 2016 finally happened!
Okay, that is not even true because there are statistics out there that every human farts like at least 10 times a day.
There's exceptions to every statistic.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Can I leave the room? Can I leave the conversation?
Do you have to fart?
No, I'm just so uncomfortable. This is the most uncomfortable I've been in a really long time.
It's okay. You had a veggie burger this morning. Like, you can just leave. We're not going to hold
I
it against you.
I don't have to. I don't. I really don't.
I believe you.
No.
You might be an even bigger exception than I am. Can I embarrass William right now? Maybe that'll make you feel better.
Oh, is William your boyfriend's name?
Yes.
Okay.
He is the name of my boyfriend. I just don't like referring to someone with that. So I will specify whom it is. But if I say just William, his is William.
Do you call him your partner so people think that he might be a woman and you might be a lesbian?
No, but I'm going to start doing that.
You should. Ooh, that's fun. Make people uncomfortable.
Oh, William. Oh.
It's my partner.
Can you call him Sir William?
Sir William. So he's a second. Not a junior, but a second.
Thank God.
So this is hilarious. He was like only our fourth or fifth date, and I invited him up, and he's in the doorway, and he goes, would you be offended if I farted right? And he didn't get the word now out yet. He goes, would you be offended if I farted right now?
What?
And I looked at him and my jaw dropped and he goes, I am so sorry. I thought I was going to wait for an answer.
If you have a bad tenant, you have to put it out. End of story.
He won because of how much I was laughing. I've reprimanded people for farting in front of me before. That's happened.
You just need to cross the threshold of embarrassment, and then it's like, let your freak flag fly.
It was, no, I still tell him that he has to stick his ass out of the covers. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning.
I've never even had this conversation
Would
with a boyfriend.
Would you be really upset if I farted right?
In college, when Neil was like, please, please just fart in front of me because I can't fart in front of you until you fart in front of me. And he's like, I'm going to buy you an ice cream cake if you do it. So then I did it. I did it.
You did it? Yeah. You did it first for him?
I did it for the ice cream cake.
For the cake. If you're a fart, I'm a fart. Like, that was an oddly romantic.
Yeah, that's cute. If you're a fart, I'm a fart.
Did he write that on the cake?
No, he didn't.
Did he write anything on it?
No, he didn't.
He called up and ordered the cake. You're like, can you write thanks for farting?
Thanks for farting.
On top of that cake, please. Yes, blue frosting would be great. Thank you so much.
So,
poor Bethany!
Sometimes it's I even fine. Use the bathroom with the door open, and I'm like, get me another roll of toilet paper!
That I've never done.
But don't you worry that at some point, like, the sexual attraction will be gone if that's what you've seen each other do?
No.
I have a closed door policy with bathrooms. Like, I'll be in the shower, and if my roommate's not home, the door will open. I'm like, and he doesn't come in for the conversation. So I'm like, I swear to God, if you don't wait 30 seconds, like, I'm going to break up with you. No, none of that. I don't have Kathleen's open, but I'm not married. Was this before you were married?
Yeah, before I was married too. But no. I mean, things got more severe after we were married. There are really hard things to deal with in life. And I think if you can't find a little bit of humor in bathroom humor.
Wow, we are spaced perfectly in like very evenly, the three of us on this.
Yeah, I'm like.
Kathleen's all the way over here in Dumpsville. Bethany's like, I've never farted in my life. No. I'm like, well, you know, I'm working on things.
I don't know why I'm so uncomfortable with it. I've always been. I've never been okay. I've just not been okay with it.
What's the family policy?
We don't even discuss it.
You don't discuss it.
No.
Oh, okay, so my family did.
So no, we don't even bring. No, it's not a thing that has been discussed. Like, we talked about sex very young. We're very open about that kind of thing, but like, that just was not a thing.
There's no way you've not been at a family, because you guys stay together for weeks at a time now. Yeah. You're all adults and do your own thing. There's no way you've been in a room with your two sisters and your family and all the kids. Someone hasn't just let one rip happens.
Well, I mean, like, I have nieces, and so they think it's very funny.
Yeah.
And like, my brother-in-law will every once in a while, but, and I think maybe my sister's more open, but we're not that kind of family that's just like a thing that, like, it doesn't happen. We just don't do it. Doesn't happen.
Wait, so if you're really sick and you're talking to your mom on the phone, you're not like, oh man, I had the worst diarrhea today.
No, I'll phrase it differently.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just won't say it. And it's so funny because, like, I'm not a prude in other parts of my life, but I am such a prude when it comes to this. I'm a total prude. Like, I remember being a little girl and I was really, really sick, and my dad was like, you know, if you have to, like, pass a little gas, you can do that. And I wouldn't do it.
Really?
I would not do it.
Stay in this.
Nope.
I'm gonna stay in this bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it until he left the room.
Oh my God.
And I was like, eight. Yeah, no, I won't know. It's just, I'm so uncomfortable by it.
Wow, this is hardwired.
No, it's like a thing.
Okay.
I mean, does your stomach hurt all the time?
No, because it's not like an issue. I don't know if I eat very well or I don't know.
I mean, I have an affinity for ice cream and a lactose problem, so there's always a balance.
Combine the two, and she's always levitating a little bit off her chair.
But like, if you want to talk about sex, I'm all about it. It's just like that part of the body. I won't talk. I can't even.
Let's combine worlds. Have either of you ever farted during sex?
No.
I'm going to quit the podcast.
I've like had the feeling that I might, but
I quit this podcast.
I hold it in.
She's opening a luggage that I didn't know she had and throwing things in it. I'm out. I'm out of the podcast.
Her passport's ready to go.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
She gets to the airport. She's like, which country don't they fart in?
I wonder statistically what country has the lowest amount of gas.
That's a good question.
I would Google it, but I'm avoiding a text message from someone right now, so I can't look at my phone.
So you want to give me your phone, and I'll continue on whatever conversation. I'll just go with it.
I imagine China has the most amount of gas just for the sheer volume of people that they have.
Oh, that's true.
But they have a lot of rice that's binding.
That's true. And bananas are also binding.
Is binding a good thing or a bad thing?
It's good. It's gonna, like, you don't want to have rice if you need to use the bathroom.
If you're constipated.
Yes.
You should stay away from rice and bananas.
Okay,
that's
so
gonna prevent it.
Okay, so it's gonna prevent it. Okay, all right. From falling is what you just said.
Flowing.
Oh, flowing.
But I don't know how that's better. So maybe I should let you say falling.
But you should have coffee on an empty stomach.
Yes. I've told this before, where my sister, when she was in college, her college buddies would play the game coffee or cheese.
What?
And they would sit.
Go on.
First thing in the morning after a night of drinking, they would drink coffee and eat cheese at the same time and see which food won. But cheese always won by default, unless coffee won, if you think about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
So if they're going to do number one or number two?
No, don't ask questions. I want you to explain it further.
Okay. So cheese will keep you from that. And so if you're not using the bathroom, cheese is your resting state unless coffee wins, in which case you have to go to the bathroom. So then coffee will force you to go to the bathroom. So coffee wins.
So it's like innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
Your cheese until proven coffee.
Cheese until proven coffee. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because cheese is also binding. Like if you have glaucoma, you're not supposed to apparently eat a lot of cheese.
Oh, really?
Because you don't want to get constipated and that'll like mess up the glaucoma or something.
Isn't glaucoma in your eyes?
Yeah, but you don't want to.
Where do you keep your feet?
You don't want to put too much strain on your body.
Interesting.
That'll pop out the glaucoma or something. I don't know how it
works,
guys.
Didn't want that, but now that's another reason to not want it because I love cheese.
When I drink coffee, my pee smells like coffee. Does that happen to you guys too?
Are you sure you're not just drinking coffee and spilling it?
No, but you know, like you know when you guys eat. You eat asparagus.
Yes.
And your pee smells like asparagus.
Yeah.
So my pee smells like coffee.
That's amazing.
It's like a small percentage of the population that this happens to.
This is a thing?
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Have you invited guests to come witness this act?
I have. I said, Neil, I was like, can you just please smell this? Can you just, when I'm going to go pee, can you just come in the bathroom and smell? Because I think I'm going crazy.
That's how it starts.
And,
How can I do this marriage thing?
Listen, if you're listening to this and there's a food that makes your pee smell weird, I am so fascinated by this. Will you please let us know on our Twitter account at Acquired Podcast?
If you must. Just tag Kathleen. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
No, tag Bethany too.
No, please don't tag me.
And then do poop emoji.
No, I don't want a poo emoji.
And then some flowers.
Flowers are great.
Then the toilet.
Tag me with flowers and that's all.
Then crying laughing.
That's all I need to see.
This is not a big deal.
No, it really is. I don't want to talk about it.
I had a friend who couldn't fart in front of this guy she was engaged to, and sure enough, they got divorced.
Oh, it's not why they got divorced.
Yes, it is.
I guarantee.
No, it's why
not.
They got
That's
divorced.
Actually, why they under the reason it's an irreconcilable guesses.
There's no box to check in the government form for divorce.
I think it's just a blanket of other issues of that they weren't comfortable with each other, and the farting was just the cream on the top of the chantilly cake.
Oh my God. Okay, can we change the subject really quickly?
Yeah, my mom used to. Let's change the subject to being reprimanded as a kid. Sometimes my mom would yell at me so hard that she'd fart when it happened. And it would always be really funny. This is us changing the subject. Because my mom was like 5 foot and has like silver green eyes. So she'd be so angry they'd be lit up. And she'd be looking up at me and she'd go, into your room. It was the highlight of being grounded.
Oh my God. Okay, so anyway.
At a family party this weekend, my nephew had a fart machine. And we all took turns using it. And like, he's so good. He just contorts his body in such a way and then presses the fart sound. And it makes a face as the sound is going off. It's so funny. I could watch it for days.
That's awesome.
Cracks me up.
Farts will never not be funny to me.
He'll pretend to like bend over and then the fart machine goes and then... Then he pretends to like make the fart noise from his armpits, but it's really the fart machine. It's very entertaining.
This is the tannest I've ever seen Bethany. She's so flushed.
Now I know what I'm
flushed!
Getting you for Christmas.
Okay.
Fart machine.
So anyway, so there's this other subject that I want to talk about.
Talk about it, Bethany. Let it out. Release the subject you wanted to speak of.
You're both the worst. Okay, I had a personal victory over the weekend.
Yay!
And it's made me decide that I wanted to have a new segment every once in a while. If we have a personal victory, we should do a segment called Personal Victories.
Yeah.
And you, listener, if you have a personal victory, tweet it to us using hashtag personal victory.
A personal victory could be like farting in front of your significant other.
Yeah, no, let's wait for that. Is that your victory? No?
No, okay. That's not even close to what it was. So there's this guy that I ran into at my gym for the first time, and we were both sort of looking at each other. Like, I noticed that he happened to wipe the sweat off his face with his shirt, so it showed his abs for a minute, and I was not mad at it. And but I couldn't tell because I have a weird face, and so sometimes I think I'm smiling, but really it looks like I'm upset. So I couldn't tell if, like, you know, he knew that I had smiled at him or whatever, and so then I ran away. So then I was thinking to myself, I hope I run into him again to maybe try to smile in a more smiley way next time. Mm-hmm. And I went to brunch on Sunday with a girlfriend of mine, and it was in the East Village, and I am never ever in the East Village. Mm-hmm. And so I was walking home from brunch and I see this hot guy on the street and I don't remember faces. So I just remembered it was a hot guy. He looks at me and he goes, "Hey, you're the girl from the gym." It was the same guy.
He's been looking at you.
It was the same guy standing out on the street corner. And he was waiting for his buddy. And I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And we started chatting. And all I could do was stare at his chin and how perfect it was. Oh. And like he had a little stubble.
Was it cleft?
Cleft.
Yes!
All I wanted to say was, "I love the shape of your chin." But I didn't. Personal
good
victory.
For you.
I did not creep him out.
Good for you.
I just said, "Hey, I thought you looked familiar," instead of saying, "Hey, I really love the shape of your chin."
So I think that would have been endearing.
No.
Cute.
No.
I'm proud of you though for restraining for the right reasons. Just because.
I have said before on first dates, like, "I really like the way your teeth are shaped," and it doesn't go well.
Did you say it like that? Did you have a normal conversation? Then, "Hey, by the way, I
really like the way your teeth are
shaped."
I think
that's endearing too.
I am such a study in awkward turtle.
I love it.
But anyway, so I did not creep him out, at least not that way. Mm-hmm. And so that is my hashtag personal victory.
Personal victory!
Thank you.
Hurrah!
So yes, if you have a personal victory, tweet it to us at Acquired Podcast using the hashtag personal victory.
I love this.
Okay.
Should we go around the table and the desk, the jelly bean shaped soundboard that I have?
Yes,
and
sure.
Show you what we learned this week?
Yes. Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I have one.
Yeah, go for it.
So this week I learned that there was a YouTube channel called the Hydraulic Press Channel. Huh? And all it is various things being crushed hydraulic press.
What?
Like toilet paper or soccer balls or a spring from the inside of a car.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
That's the whole channel is stuff getting decimated by a hydraulic press. I texted it to my brother-in-law and he spent 2 hours from midnight to 2 a.m. watching the Hydraulic Press channel on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
It's wonderful.
I saw them crush a bowling ball on that channel once.
It's Whoa, amazing.
How much pressure does it take to crush a bowling ball?
So much.
So much. Actual scientific answer. Study
so
found.
So much.
So much.
It's amazing.
Wow.
So check out the Hydraulic Press channel on YouTube. It's pretty great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
So I woke up last week from a nap and I was like, "You know what I want? I want quiche." So I never make quiche at home because I always think that the dough is going to be really complicated. Guys, it's seriously the easiest thing ever.
What is
really?
It?
It's just water, flour, salt, and olive oil.
That's it?
Yes.
And that's quiche dough?
Quiche dough. It was so easy to make. So if you have a pie pan, go make some dough right now. Throw some eggs in there. Throw some ham. Throw some veggies. You got yourself a quiche.
Do you have a picture?
I don't.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
All right.
But I'm shocked.
Okay. Well, no. It sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm sure it looked it.
Bye-bye, store-bought quiche crush.
Store-bought quiche crush.
What about you, Sam? What did you learn this week?
I learned, if you have the opportunity to organically find out how a word, where it came from, like the origins of a word, it's so exciting. So I came downstairs and I came to my parents' house last weekend and my dad's on the couch and he's reading his medical journal thing and he does the, where someone obviously just read something interesting. I'm like,
wait,
what?
Doctors really read medical journals?
I know, right?
It's like just in the movies?
He has his coffee and his blue robe, and he's a giant cliche in the mornings. So he, like, what did you just learn? He goes, so apparently, back in ye olden year, I don't know what he said, the Europeans, I believe it was, realized that a certain kind of sickness used to happen when the weather would change, and it was too severe to be a cold. It would cause all this congestion and this serious, it was the flu. So he goes, so they didn't really know what to name it, but they thought that it was influenced by the season because it would always happen around that same time. So it was influenced. It was influenza.
Oh.
So that's where the name of the flu came from, which I hope if you're listening and you have the flu because it's the season, you feel a little more educated about your illness.
I did not know that.
Influenced by the earth and
that's
the season.
That's fabulous.
Influenza.
Wow.
Right?
Wait, can we all sing it together? 1, 2, 3. The more you know.
I was like, I'm not on the same page. What are we about to sing?
Thank you, Sam.
That's
now
fun.
We all learned something new today.
Thanks, Dad, you giant duck of a cliche.
He also diagnosed my broken toe over the telephone.
With buddy tape.
With buddy tape. Buddy tape your toe. Unless it's your big toe, in which case you are straight up.
Your big toe has no friends.
Yep, mark that swear word. All right, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of an Acquired Taste podcast. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yay!
Please follow us online, Twitter at Acquired Podcast, Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, and the same for Facebook.
We love you so much. Have a great weekend, Thanksgiving, and eat a lot of food.
We'll talk to you next week.
Fart you later.